This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 65 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we have a special treat for you guys this week. Not really. It's a regular treat, but we are continuing on with our Sylvester Stallone month. Here in June, we are watching and reviewing five Sylvester Stallone movies. This is the fourth out of five. Alex, it's been an experience, to say the least, right? Yeah. And this week, we're covering Demolition Man, one of the early 90s hits for Stallone. So before we get to this, you know, we always like to find out how recently have you seen this movie?
I have not seen this movie in a long time, like in a really long time. And it's not knocking the movie. It's just that the only version I have of this movie is DVD. I don't own it in Blu-ray. Yeah. And of course, it never came out in 4K. So I have it in DVD. So for me, it's so far since we got 4K, it's been hard for me to watch DVDs.
DVDs?
Yeah. So exactly. For our review, I put on The Specialist and Demolition Man on DVD to watch. And trust me, the picture is not that good.
It's very bad. Once I got 4K, my eyes are only used to good minimum. Good Blu-rays are fine still. Yeah. But I can't even watch standard def anymore. Anyway, All right. So it's been a long time. It's been less of a long time since I've seen it. So we're going to get to that in a second. But first, Alex, let's let the people know if this was a big box office success or if it was a flop. How much money did this make?
All right, let's get to the box office numbers. Demolition Man from 1993, it made $58 million domestic. International, it made $101 million. Not bad. For a worldwide total of $159 million on a budget of $57 million.
Okay, not terrible. Three times the budget. Okay, decent. It was a hit. It wasn't like a monster hit, like Rambo or anything, but it was a hit. All right. Now let's get to these Rotten Tomatoes scores. So Demolition Man fares pretty well from critics. It is fresh with exactly 60% critics review. So more than half enjoyed it. And audience scores pretty close, 66%. So they're pretty much on par. Yeah. I always like when they're like on par. I think it's hilarious when they're like one is way one way and one is like the totally other way. At least when they're kind of close, you get an idea of a movie, if it's truly bad or truly good. But either way, before we get into this, please, if you're listening on the go, make sure you subscribe. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher or Spotify or TuneIn Radio, whatever it is, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and listening. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and give us a thumbs up down at the bottom. Give us a comment. Do you love Demolition Man? How would you score it? Because we're about to give you our scores. Now, of course, we score the same five criteria every time. Lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, and then overall points. And then we add them all together and give you something out of 25. So, Alex, you get to go first. Lead character, Demolition Man, played by Sylvester Stallone. He's got a crazy, he's got a crazy name. Why does he always have crazy names? I just wanted to know, why does he always have crazy names?
It's just a futuristic name.
Can he ever just be like Bob Smith? Never. all right, please, go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, all right, so look, Sylvester Stallone as John Spartan, all right?
Spartan.
That's his name, Spartan, yeah. John Spartan. That's an action name.
That's an action name.
To the fullest. And I don't know, I liked him. I think it's pretty cool. This is the Stallone that I like in terms of action movies, right? He's charismatic. He's funny. He's everywhere he goes, he's screaming. I was like, this is Stallone at his best. When he starts yelling, running, I'm like, you already know you're in the treat. You know your movie's good. When you have the slow motion of Stallone running and a bomb is exploding, you're already good to go. Look, he was very good. The chemistry between him and Sandra Bullock was very good. Him and Simon Phoenix, which was played by Wesley Snipes, was very good. They fed off each other very well for 90s corny writing. It was very good. Other than that, like, there's nothing more to say. Like, he was very good with the action. And, of course, he was charismatic and everything was pretty good. So I gave him a 4 out of 5 in this movie.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head at one of the very first things you said. This is Stallone. This is the Stallone I like as well.
Yeah.
Because we've watched a few of these movies, and he has a tendency, especially in the 90s, I don't know what happened there, maybe mid-90s really, to look and seem very bored. Like, he doesn't want to be in the movies that he's in. This one, he looked like he was having a good time, okay? He was having fun. It's a fun movie in general. It really is. Like, it's rated R. It's a rated R action movie, but it's a lot of fun. It's very funny. Like, it got a lot of humor in it. It's not, I won't use the word lighthearted because a lot of people die and there's like eyeballs getting taken out and like, it's pretty violent,
mm-hmm.
but it's fun. It's not overly serious or anything like that. It's not dramatic in any way. So you're right. I also gave him a 4. I think he's great. He would have gotten higher marks if he was more of a character. He's kind of a cartoon in this movie, like as far as a character, but he's entertaining to watch. You're right. I love his, he doesn't have too many stupid one-liners. I love the thing with the seashells where he don't know. And so he just curses to get all the papers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, be right back.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. That part's hilarious. He's funny in this. So yeah, I really liked him. I also give him a 4. All right. Main villain. So for me, this is cream of the crop. Finally, listen, we've been watching a lot of movies and a lot of them have some really bad villains and some of them have some okay ones. Wesley Snipes as Simon Phoenix has always been a character that I love. He has some very corny dialogue. He didn't write it, right? So Wesley Snipes didn't write this movie. He's just saying what he's given. But it's a mix of very corny and also very hilarious dialogue that they gave him. I laughed so many times. There's a part, and it's Brian couldn't make this joke now, very politically incorrect, but there's a part. Every time I tell you, I laugh so hard every time when he's at the museum and the little Chinese family walks behind him.
Oh,
he's
just
like,
yeah.
Chong, 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 chong. Like, this was like that. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you can't do that joke now, probably. But back then in 93, and it makes me laugh every day. So funny. It's just random. It seemed like he improv that. Like, they walked by and he just started doing this weird fake Chinese. I love him. He's great in the action scenes. Obviously, he's a martial artist. Wesley Snipes, he actually knows karate. So he can fight. He has great one-liners. He's menacing. He has two different color eyes. He has a great look. Like, he looks awesome. He's formidable. You're right. You talked about their chemistry. Him and Stallone seem like they would be battling. Yeah. It's like a Batman and Joker type thing. Like, they just can't kill him. They just can't. They need each other to exist almost. I love him. I gave him a 5.
Yeah. When it comes to Simon Phoenix, all right, so everything you said, I agree with. Even in the beginning of the movie, right? It started off with this crazy battle, which you're like, what the hell? Like, I mean, it was just straight. They threw you into like some video game battle.
It's like a war zone in LA.
In 1996, to make it even funnier, right? So you're like, exactly. What the hell? And there, like, it was cool because it was like a switch. And that's the thing I liked about this movie was with the villain, right? Like, Stallone whooped his ass, like, everywhere. I mean, he was whooping his ass in 96, right? Because he just started whooping him and everything, and they have jokes, and he was like, is it cold in here, or is me? And then he flips the cigarette, and he's like, oh!
Yeah.
And he's, like, jumping, right? So I'm like, well, okay, that's cool. But then when they go into the future, they enhance my man with, like, hacking abilities, like, stuff that he never even knew.
And right, they programmed it when he was in the cryo chamber.
Right. So you're like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. So now he's technically now the villain that you wanted, right? Like, because in the beginning, he was a villain. He was a typical villain. He hijacked people. He killed them all. He frames Stallone. And he's like, oh, I'll see you in prison, sugar, honey, or whatever. And that was mad funny. In this time, he's in the future, and now he becomes the super duper villain because they enhanced my man. He could fight, he could hack, he could
put him in the Matrix.
Yeah, they put him
downloaded
in the Matrix.
All the
yeah,
all the
pretty
skills.
Much. And then what does Stallone get? He knows how to knit.
Trying to rehabilitate him for real.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. He was like, "I have the urge to knit." I thought that was funny. But anyway, I gave him a 5. He was very, very good in these action sequences. Even the ending, which I thought it was like over the top, but I thought it was a very good when he had all his boys too that he took out of the cryo. I thought it was pretty.
Yeah, cool. You're right. I love that the enhancements they gave him. I love the beginning in the war zone in LA, the futuristic war zone where he blew up. He made Stallone pretty much like get all these people blown up, like 30 dead bodies. And he's like, I tried to tell him. Yeah. I told him they were here.
Yeah, and he said that he didn't care. He didn't care. He's like, oh,
it is so funny. You could just tell he gets under his skin so bad. Yeah. I absolutely love it. All right. Action scenes.
All right. Action scenes. Now, this movie got action. Tons of action, but you get a good amount of action. I mean, throughout the whole movie, it's all Stallone learning where he's at. And the same thing with Simon Phoenix. Like, they're learning. They're in the future. So you see them like going around and one is terrorizing and the other one's trying to learn how to have sex and all this. But
with the things on their head.
We'll talk about that in storyline and stuff. But in terms of action, I love the beginning. Very war zone, like you said. I love movies like this that just throws you right into the action. So I was like, that's a plus for me. It reminded me of Peppermint. Like the beginning of Peppermint, she's hand to hand inside of a cart. And I was like, they knew I was watching because they was like, they know what I love. So this movie, Warzone, he got framed, goes to the future. He goes, Simon Felix is going to go for a gun. And they were like, no, the only gun they could find in the museum. That's where the action starts to kick up. My other funny moment with Wesley Snipes was when he's hacking the booth, right? And he's like,
yeah.
Right? And they all surround him. And they were like, come out or else. And he went, he turned around and he just whooped all their asses.
Yes.
They got him mad.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
When he electrocutes the first guy, he's standing too close to the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, it got him really mad. He was like, or else. He was just like, oh, here we go. And he just got whooped. I thought that was all pretty cool. Yeah. Look, it got everything you want in a movie, right? You got explosions. You got good two lead characters, right? Whether it was Wesley Snipes, Stallone, they were great at each other, going down each other's throats. You got a good hero and villain. You got shootouts. You got hand-to-hand. You got explosions. You got everything you want in an action movie. So I gave this a 5 out of 5 in terms of action.
Incredible. Yeah, look, I love the beginning of this movie. They blow up that building. It's like a huge, big, gigantic explosion. You're right. That's how you start a movie. Helicopters, the Hollywood sign on fire. Everything is crazy. Like, what is going on? We're like, what did I walk in halfway through the movie? Why is everything on fire? I don't understand. You're right. There is a lull, you know, to develop story, which is fine because we're going to get to that in a moment. It's just a good, solid movie. So, yeah, there's story, there's character development, things like that. But when the action hits, it's good. I gave it a 4.5. And the only reason I marked it to 4.5 is just because I wish there was like a touch more. And also, it all looks really good. But there's once or twice where I was like, I wish there was a little more, like, if it had like just a touch more flair or something like that. There was something about it that I was like, it's almost a 5. It's just so close. So 4.5. 4.5, it's still great. I agree with all your points.
Well. Before we go to storyline, remember when Wesley Snipes is taking the Uzi? He goes, give me that Rambo.
Yes. When at the museum?
Yeah, he goes, give me that Rambo.
The Hall of Violence?
Yeah.
It's so funny. There's so many funny parts in this movie. The Hall of Violence. All right, storyline. So this is a strong storyline for an action movie, in my opinion. Okay? This is a sci-fi. This is essentially a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Because it's set in the future, you know, 2065, I don't remember, whatever. It's now San Angeles, right? And there's no crime, pretty much. There's no crime. The most, they do some graffiti, and then people erase it really fast, right? And then there's like a commentary, right? This is a sci-fi movie about haves and have-nots, right? The poor and the rich. There's a little bit of that sprinkled in because the criminals are really just pretty much hungry people who, you know, want to live kind of normal outside of this crazy society that is, it's a little scary-ish, you know, it's got that, it's not quite like V for Vendetta, but it's got that kind of Big Brother. You know, if you just curse walking down the street, you get a ticket. You know what I mean? Like, it's very strict laws and all this kind of stuff. I really like it. I think it's good. I think there's sometimes there's a little too much going on for its own good. Like, I was like, let's dial some of this back a little bit and let's get back to the, I want more Snipes and Stallone as much as I can get of that because that's really the best part of the whole thing. But yeah, I like the storyline of the cops. They're kind of goofy, you know. I like the not time travel, but the cryo freeze thing is cool. A lot of good ideas. Some of them pay off. Some of them could have been better. And also, I wish they showed outside of, you know, San Angeles. Like, what's the rest of the world doing? They never really say.
Yeah.
You know, like, is every other place all a war zone? Is it only here? Whatever. I gave it a 4. I think it's a very strong action movie storyline. It's well done.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I agree with everything you're saying. And the crazy thing about this movie is the storyline is strong, right? It's a very strong storyline for its time, right? It came out in 93. So for that time, it was a very strong. I think what made this movie very, for me, fun was Sandra Bullock, right? Because she was a historian for the 20th century. So she's like excited to have my lethal weapon poster on the walls, right?
Oh, yeah,
in her office.
Three.
Yeah, which is hilarious. And then if you notice, in the beginning of Demolition Man, the captain from Lethal Weapon was in there when he was talking to Stallone.
It was his captain.
Yeah, it was his captain. So it's kind of funny if you watch the movies. But The storyline was very good. One thing that I gotta say is we are heading right now. We're heading down Demolition Man lane. With everyone being all soft like muffins, you can't say everyone's sensitive. All these diseases are coming left and right. Sooner or later, we're going to be doing some of this, like to say what's
right.
Up.
Oh, yeah, like that.
Yeah, you can't touch. But it's crazy. But the storyline, we're going down that. Like, all jokes aside, we are technically we're going down that road. Like it or not, I just see it coming. But the whole cryogenic, I loved it. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a very great, I gave it a 4 also in terms of storyline. I thought it was very fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it. There were some moments that was, it's like up and down, but I enjoyed it for what it was. Even that sex scene, which I was just like, was this necessary? No, but they did it just to, you know, as a comedy relief. So
sure,
it was what it is. I mean, Sandy all right, Bullock so was overall. Hot
oh yeah, no, this is prime, this is pre-speed Sandra Bullock, and she looked great in Speed. This is like right before, very cute. Sandra Bullock is adorable in this movie. I absolutely what's her name, Lenina Huxley.
I love
she's great. Yeah,
overall, look, the cast is all good. I mean, I don't like Ryan Schneider. I think he's funny, but another role that
at
he
least he's in this
in.
Less than like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, I mean, but the funny moments where I was Sandra Bullock is she's like, "Let's go down there and blow those guys," and he was like, "No, blow those guys away."
Yes, yeah. She says, "Wow, he really." She says, "You really matched your meat." And you really licked his ass. He's like, no, he keeps correcting her every time she says the phrase wrong.
But that was very funny. When she said that one, I laughed so hard because I totally forgot that line. She goes, we're going to go down there and we're going to blow those guys. And he was like, no, we're not going to blow those guys away. You mean away. I love that. That was like one of the funniest scenes. I think she was adorable. She was very cute. I liked her compadre, the Spanish guy.
Benjamin Bratt.
He was very good in this. He was fun. He was funny also. Like that whole crew was even good. Even his friend that he remembered. When he came
the
out
black
of
prime. Guy.
Yeah, when he was like, hey, John. And he was like, no way. And they all touching each other. And I thought that was funny. So, look, overall, you got comedy. You got some drama. Actually, you did get some moments of drama when he was asking for his wife and daughter. And then you had the douche captain was like, hey, caveman. He just kept calling him prehistoric. Like, he just kind of, he called him everything in the book. You got that. You got action between two good action stars. You got a nice Sandra Bullock, a cute Sandra Bullock. And hey, with that said, I gave it a 4 out of 5 in terms of overall.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. All that stuff. Listen, this is not a comedy. It's an action movie, but it's also hilarious. It's really funny, genuinely funny. It's not like funny on accident. It's not one of those movies that you're laughing because it's so stupid. They were intentional with their jokes, but it's not a comedy. The Chinese part with that family makes me laugh. And the other part, I must say, is every time when he's like, you know, you got to join for dinner. We're going to go to Taco Bell. Oh. And then Sylvester Stallone, like all before the Taco Bell, he's like, oh, this is the guy who wants to talk to me Taco Bell. He's like making the Taco Bell jokes. They get to Taco Bell. And when they walk in and there's a lounge singer and the lounge singer is singing the Jolly Green Giant jingle.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. The way he's like playing piano, he's like, good things from the garden. It is so funny. I don't know why. I laugh every time I watch that scene. It's one of my favorites. I love this movie. It's one of my favorite 90s action movies. Great cast. Benjamin Bratt, Sylvester Stallone, Sandra Bullock, Wesley Snipes, Rob Schneider. Okay, he was of the time. He's less annoying in this than in other roles, but you're right. Not really needed. There's enough comic book. There's enough comic relief. You know what I mean? But yeah, I absolutely... You got the fat guy from Beetlejuice. I don't know that guy's name. Remember that? The friend or whatever. 4.5. Yeah, a 4.5 for me. I absolutely love this movie. Dennis Leary is in it. Dennis Leary as the like bottom dweller gang leader guy. Yeah, it's a great movie. I've always loved it. I saw it when I was a kid with my grandma. And even when I was a little kid, I was like, this movie's awesome. And I probably shouldn't have watched it back then because it is rated R. But it always held like a spot. Anytime I have it on Blu-ray. If it gets a 4K, I don't need it, by the way. But if it gets it, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
I love this movie. I hold it up there with, I think it's one of the best underrated 90s action movies. And I only say underrated because people don't talk about it enough. The people I know who have seen it all like it. I still know a lot of people who like haven't seen it, which is a crime because it's one of Stallone's best, in my opinion. Outside, you know, non-franchise, it's one of his best. So total points for me, that works out to be a 22 out of a 25. I'm guessing yours is pretty high up there, too.
Dude, we're even. 22.
22?
Yeah. All right. So it's so, pretty funny.
A couple of 22s for a really great movie. So that is, of course, Demolition Man. Now, next episode, we'll be reviewing Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which that might be controversial. We'll find out. Yep. And then we will be wrapping up Stallone Month with our review of The Specialist, which is a first-time watch for me. So very much looking forward to talking about that. Yeah, so keep an eye out for those two.
Yeah, but other than that, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews, or check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Apple, Apple action movie guys,
Apple
please.
Movie guys.
Yeah, Apple movie guys. Anything action movie guys podcast. All you have to do is go to www.levelsofgeeks.com/podcast or check us out on Instagram, Action Movie Guys Podcast. Or if you guys want to take us on the go, please search for Action Movie Guys on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Anything other than that, he's your host, Nate. I'm your host, co-host, Alex Figueroa. And be awesome to each other and geek out.